brown paper bag.
What's going on with you, Joel?
Not too much, man. I'm pondering on what you just said about people that you will see. And I don't know why. I just randomly thought about 90s rock. It's nothing better than 90s rock.
That was a great time.
I was in a store today. I can't remember. Well, I don't think it was Pearl Jam. But it's like, and I'm half the man I used to be.
Yeah.
I can't remember who sings it now. But I was like, man, why is that so catchy? It was Nirvana?
Yeah.
And I'm half the man I used to be.
Yeah, I think
so. And I'll be there. I don't think that's Nirvana.
I'm embarrassed.
It'll come to us.
It's a long time ago now.
It will come to us.
Start out with a little whiskey story for you. Yesterday, I was working and I started to get a runny nose. And I was blowing my nose all day long. And then toward the end of the workday, I got like sinus pain, you know?
In the cheek?
Yeah, up in my
cheekbones.
Right under my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, you know, blowing my nose constantly. Nose is running. I get home, have a couple of...
Oh, so you didn't work at home?
I did.
Oh.
I get home, meaning I walked into the other room.
I'm home.
Duh. The slave of the day.
And the traffic.
Yeah. What's bad is when you roll out of bed, go over to your computer, and join a meeting.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
I have a couple of bourbons.
Uh-huh.
I eat some vegetables. Just vegetables. Two bourbons and steamed vegetables. Watch a movie, go to bed. And I was gonna like... Well, first of all, I had dinner plans. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I had to cancel. Because I'm like, I'm getting sick.
Yeah, I'm clearly getting
sick. And so, canceled dinner. I'm like, I'm not calling you to cancel tomorrow.
Because I want to figure this out. Let's just see what happens. I want to figure this out.
I wake up in the morning. Gone. No problem at all. I'm like, no signs of any sinus problems or sore throat or nothing.
So you're telling the people out there.
If you feel like
that common cold is coming on.
Two bourbons.
And steamed vegetables. And a nice good sleep.
Yeah.
And there we go. There you have it. All right. Well, it's a good episode.
Huh. It just happens. It rarely happens like that.
Yeah.
You know, when you have
something
coming on and it totally disappears.
Mm-hmm. I feel you.
Well, anyway, what do you got? Low end.
Yeah, I have the low end. today, what I picked for my low end, we've reviewed this brand before, and also this distillery. I don't know. Can you remember when we reviewed? I think we have reviewed this, the Old Benchmark Number 8 from Buffalo Trace.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember what we said about it. But as we talked about before, Benchmark did a release of different versions of Benchmark. They did a top floor, they did a single barrel. I think they did a bonded, and also the I know we had the foolproof before when we were in Kentucky, but we haven't reviewed it yet. But today, I brought over the top floor, which I love. Like I said, I think this is the second lowest proof after the original number 8, because I think the number 8 is 80, and this is 86.
Okay.
Now, as far as mash bills are concerned or anything like that, I have no idea. I think it's undisclosed at this point. And also the age. It's non-age stated. So as you know, it's a straight bourbon.
Distilled, aged, and bottled by Buffalo Trace.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Buffalo Trace distilled this. And we're going to get to the price later. But I'm going to... For all the people that want to know what top floor is... As I mentioned before, second lowest proof in the Benchmark family. After the standard... Benchmark Old Number 8 bourbon, and the name Top Floor refers to the top warehouse floor this bourbon matures at, and according to Buffalo Trace, top warehouse floors tend to age faster as the heat rises. So, there you go.
Why you get two-year whiskeys out of Texas.
Yes, probably so.
Real common.
Probably so. So, yeah, not too much information on this bourbon other than it's a low budget.
Yeah. What are we talking? 30s? 35 bucks?
No. Lower.
Lower. Okay. Yeah. 26 bucks.
Lower.
Lower. Sweet.
Mm-hmm. Talking about low and low. 95. Lower.
No kidding.
Yeah, you're about $4 off. So 15. 15 bucks.
Well, 15 bucks. Great notes for 15 bucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of appreciated this line. I haven't had the others other than the full proof, but I hear good things about the single barrel and the bonded. But a lot of people in the whiskey community said if you do want to get the Benchmark products, because there's nothing wrong with buying all of them because of the price, but if you want the bang for your buck, they say either go the top floor route or the foolproof route. So
I may have missed this. I was looking at the bottle, kind of reading through some of that. Did you say that the mash bill
undisclosed? Is a
Buffalo? Okay.
Yeah, undisclosed mash bill. I mean, it's their stuff, but as far as percentage, we don't know, yeah, though, we don't know nothing.
If it's a just a Buffalo Trace recipe or not?
Yeah, I'm assuming that it is. Because I want to say this
reminds me of Buffalo Trace. I mean,
I want to say this might be. It's either mash bill one or mash bill two. I don't know which one it is.
Clean oak. Right away. A little bit of that cherry blast. But not super strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nothing off-putting at all.
Mmm, great. Full flavor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow, sweetness at the end. Mmm, long finish.
I mean, it's a crusher, man.
Oh.
Big time crusher.
$15. Okay, yeah. Can I buy this here?
No. I wish. Yeah, I think it's only in
Kentucky?
No. I think Indiana has it and some other states, but so far not here in Wisconsin yet.
It's kind of rare that you have a $15 sipper.
Mm-hmm.
This is a serious sipper.
Yeah, I'm getting like on the nose. You know, you get some oak there, like toasted oak, but nothing crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from the nose, it doesn't smell like you paid $15 for it.
Little heat.
Yeah, a little heat. You can see that it has a little rough edges, but nothing light to be like, ugh. But when you think about those rough edges, and then you think about the amount that you're paying for, $15, it's like, I could deal with it. While we discuss this, I want to see what mash bill this, like the regular benchmark is from. And that can kind of give us an idea because I'm assuming that they will use the same mash bill for the rest of them. And then once you figure that out, then you can think about the other products that are in that same mash bill. So as far as like regular benchmark, it says that it's 70% corn, 20% wheat, and 10% malted barley. And a lot of people are saying that it's, you know, mash bill number one.
Well, so if this aged 6 years in the barrel, then you got Buffalo Trace, basically.
Yeah. And then, like, you know, Stagg Jr. and all that. Jazz.
Mm-hmm. Excellent stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Corn. And dry. It's dry. Smelling and tasting. And then that sweetness comes in at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Which is great. I'm going to pour my high end now. Because
go ahead.
I want this to have some time
get some,
in the glass.
Get some air into it.
It's a 21-year-old whiskey, so.
Oh.
I don't want to rush it.
Yeah, so as far as the mash bill number one is concerned, you know, you got Eagle Rare, East Taylor, Buffalo Trace, like you mentioned before, and Stag Jr., like I mentioned. George T. Stag, and then you got Old Charter. So, there you go. So it's in the family.
Mm-hmm. Great low end.
Mm-hmm. Like I said,
will it ever be available here, you think?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, they only did it for selected states. I know for sure Indiana and Kentucky. I remember when we were in Kentucky, and I was trying to find the foolproof. You know, me and Emily went across the border, across the bridge to Indiana, and got the foolproof because one of the guys at one of the bars that we're at, he was speaking highly of foolproof, of Benchmark foolproof, because he was like during COVID, or was it out during COVID? I can't remember, but it was the COVID time. Could have been 2021 or whatever. I think that's when we were in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
It was still a thing then, but kind of everything was kind of relieving at that point.
Yeah.
But he was like, they couldn't find Stag Jr. or anything, him and his wife, so they just stocked up on foolproof. And they called it, you know, Baby Stag Jr., the foolproof. And I'm like, man, I can't find it anywhere here in Louisville or Lexington. He was like, man, it's a place in Indiana. Just go across a bridge. He's like, they'll have it. And they had all of them. And at that point, I was like, well, I just want the foolproof. So
mm-hmm. I bought that bottle, yeah.
We got to review that one day, too. Because yeah. that's another good low end.
Didn't you do a blind test, taste test on
yeah,
this
one? Yeah, yeah.
You're mm-hmm. like, what do you think this is? What price do you think this is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, so, this is just... I can't... The only thing I can think to say bad about it is it's a little hot.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is normal.
Yeah, but
considering
not,
the age.
Yeah, exactly. I'm assuming that it has to be like a four-year-old whiskey, something like that.
It's right up my alley. And that, you know, I love Eagle Rare and Buffalo Trace.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
no secret.
Yeah. That's
so
your jam.
It's no secret that I like this a lot. That first sip, though.
Yeah.
It was like...
Robust.
Robust, fills your mouth, and hangs around.
Mm-hmm. Now, if we could find this in Wisconsin...
I'd be buying
a couple. In every shelf here in America.
Yeah.
What would you rate this? And especially if you get it for $15.
Okay. I was just thinking, because you said the price is so cheap, there's quite a few whiskeys in that range. $15 to $18 mm-hmm. range.
Yeah.
That if I pitted this up against them, like 10 of them, this is going to come in right at the end as... either the top or the second pick.
Yeah. And then most of them are in that caliber, what, 80 proof to 100 proof usually?
Yeah, 86% or proof yeah. is great. So what your question was, what would I rate it if it was what?
Or just available. Like base. Oh. I mean, I know you can't get it here.
Oh, if it was available.
Yeah. I don't know if that's what you're going to do for your rating or not. Like just... If it was accessible?
Yeah, I'm just going to rate it what I think it tastes like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the availability has anything to do with my number I'm thinking of. I don't really think it does. I'm thinking 81. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll give it a 81 as well. I was... trending toward 82, 83-ish mm-hmm. because of the price, but I'm thinking about some other $15 bourbons that we reviewed before are kind of close to $15. I don't know if they're still that price now, like Old Granddad Bottled in Bond and some other ones.
Mm-hmm.
JTS Brown. All those... good Heaven Hill low ends. But yeah.
Yeah.
No, so you can't go wrong with this, man.
Wish I could get it.
So nice sipper.
Bench, what is it called?
Yeah, Benchmark.
How many benchmarks do you have?
I just only I got the original one, which
right.
I usually use that for cocktails. Then I got one more bottle of this, and then two foolproofs. I don't have any of the other ones.
Smart buy when you were there. And all because of a bartender telling you about it.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, bartenders.
Yep.
Keeping us in the know.
Exactly. Now, I wish I would have tried the bonded in the single barrel, but from what I hear, a lot of people like the foolproof in the top floor. So.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember how much I paid for foolproof. 25, I think. I know it was under 30. But we were, we'll review that another day. Man, I tell you, man, these low-end products, man. Jeez.
Yeah. Few drops.
But I just know they don't make them like they used to as far as low-end. Because what we're drinking now, years ago, this would be your grandfather's whiskey. Back in the, you know,
just
late 60s, early 70s or whatever. Your grandfather's whiskey. You're like, ew, that's disgusting.
Whiskey was, I'm imagining, I don't really know, but I'm guessing whiskey was kind of all the same price back then. It was like, yeah, there's low end and high end, but it's not as extreme as today.
Yeah. And now people are chasing those vintage whiskeys now that your grandfather used to drink on the porch or whatever in his recliner.
Mm-hmm.
Which we had one. Well, I had several. I think I did have a Ancient Age or something that was great from the 86, something like that. And then we had a Johnny Walker Red.
Oh, from 1970.
Yeah, that was good.
That was a great experience because, you know.
You're never going to.
You got to do those. You just got to take those.
1970, man. Wow.
This leads into my my whiskey, because I called a whiskey company today.
For this bottle?
Yeah.
Talk to them. Or just information about it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They have a number on their bottle. So I'm like,
Let me call them.
What do they say? For product information or something like that. Call this number. I'm like, okay. I mean, if Springbank put their number on the bottle,
you'd be calling.
Yeah. So I called them, and I'm like, "So what information do you have that, you know, like what do people call this number for?"
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, "Well, if the product is bad, or if they have a question about the product, like shelf life." I'm like, okay, well, that's an interesting, what is the shelf life of this product? And she's like, well, for Scotch, the shelf life is forever. And even if, and I said, well, what if I open it, drink half the bottle down, and then put it on the shelf for like 30 years?
Yeah.
And she's like, well, if it's, as long as it's in a cool, dark place, and it, you don't have a lot of temperature fluctuation.
Mm-hmm.
It's forever.
Yeah. I think that's how many people get most of their, come across those vintage whiskeys. Hint, most of them are in decanters, which probably have lead in it and stuff. But yeah, the ones that you want to go for are bottles, which you probably see those at the, what do you call them? Oh my gosh. When someone sells their house. Yeah, estate sales.
Yeah.
And I think that's where most people find them. And then the bottle's probably like half or shoulder length or something. And somebody just forgot all about it. And, you know, they came across a gold mine. And there's people out there. You're going to have a bourbon guy that's not going to pass up his opportunity of going into a estate sale because he's like, man, old people used to live here.
What else do we have to say about Benchmark?
Anything? Not too much, man. And like I said, with a whiskey at this caliber, I mean, it's not much you could say about anything. It's like, can't really do a deep dive on something like right. this. Other than affordable, great. I mean,
it's a statement of what they can do at that price. It really is a statement.
It's not hurting your taste buds or your pocket. So
no.
So if Benchmark, I mean, the other, you know, offerings are in your area, take a chance. Yeah. Like, get the foolproof. Because that foolproof is actually pretty good for the price. Yeah, it's going to be kind
of
rough.
What was the price of that?
I think I want to say that I paid $25.
Wow.
I think I paid $25, and that's 125 proof, I think.
Yeah. That's why it was so surprising when we did that blind taste test of it, and you're like, what do you think the price is?
Yeah.
Now, and we're all like, $40.
I guarantee you, if you put it against a, you know, a Stag Junior, which is no longer called Junior, we probably can tell a difference, because I think that's like 8 to 9. I don't know how long they age Benchmark. I'm assuming 4 years at least. At least. But I'm thinking, are these bottles that are something that they're just, you know, give to the people to have a low-end product and they just take it out the barrel early? Like, are these Stag Juniors or Buffalo Trace or Eagle Rare, something like that? And they're just too young. And they're like, you know what? Let's make some low-end products because they still taste good, but they're not what we want it to be, the call of a Buffalo Trace or a Stag or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the premature version of the allocated stuff. So, yeah, you can't go wrong with getting any of those products from Benchmark. Buffalo Trace, as always, continues to kill the game.
Even their White Dog is good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for being White Dog.
Yep.
It was great. All right.
Now to the high.
Moving on to the high end.
As we got the filler. Doers.
21-year-old.
Why is that bottle so small? They sell them in
$375.
Was it like in like one of those holiday packs or something? Or did they sell it in...
It was in a fancy box.
Gotcha.
21-year-old. This is the double aged for ultimate smoothness. Blended. Doers blended scotch. 21-year-old. In a 375 milliliter at 46% ABV.
So 92?
Yeah. I looked on their website. They got a lot of information. They are talking about this aged 4 times. So what they do is they have grain whiskey and they have single malt whiskey, right? They age it in barrels. That's the first step of the process. Then they blend together different single malts and different grain whiskeys, and they age those in barrels. That's the second age process. So then they got this blended single grain and blended single malts, right? In 2 different barrels. Then they blend those 2 together, and they put it in a barrel, and they let it age for a third step. And then they finish it in a sherry cask.
Yeah, Oloroso, it seems like.
Yep, Oloroso. So this is finished in sherry.
One thing that sticks out to me on this bottle, have I been spelling the word aging wrong? Because I usually spell it A... Wait, how do I usually spell it? Maybe it just looks weird to me. Aging. A-G-E-I-N-G.
Yeah. How have you been spelling it?
I don't know, man.
must have been a long work week.
Aging.
Wow, that... You know what else does that to me? Is certain fonts.
Yeah.
When you
see
a word with certain fonts, you're like, is that the correct spelling?
Yeah, it's like super... it's confusing me. Aging. I don't know.
What else can I say about this? This is a 375, and this cost about $50. So a regular size bottle of this is $100, basically.
Yeah. Like, I'm agreeing with you, but yeah, aging. I always spelled it A-G-I-N-G.
Huh, okay, missed the E.
But according to the dictionary, it's the correct way. Aging, A-G-I-N-G, the process of growing old.
And how they spell it A-G-E-I-N-G?
Yeah, A-G-E-I-N-G.
Yeah, they do.
Now, let me see that meaning. Have I been spelling it wrong all this time, or what? What
is happening? Well, this could be a European thing where they spell things, they add a letter or, you know, like color.
Gotcha.
They add the U.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Same thing.
All right, wow. This has been sitting in the glass for like, what, maybe 10, 15 minutes?
Something like that. Now, what made you get Dewars? I never knew that you were a Dewars guy. Because the only thing...
don't know much about Dewars. And that's another thing I could say is you go to their website. They show you all their standard stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then their specialty, like, I don't know if it's standard or not, but other things. And this is a case of one of those other things.
Man, this is super dark, man.
And they have quite the range. I mean, they got the 12, 15, 18, 19.
And then just the...
and then they got a 25, and they got a 21, which is this. And a 27, and something else, and a 37. So they have quite the range. I mean, they probably have like, I want to say 12 different scotches that are, you know, in various ages and... with finishes.
What region?
Highland? That's a good... I don't know where their whiskeys come from, so I'm not sure. Because it's a blend.
Gotcha.
So it could be any, you know, all the above. Who knows?
Yeah, I'm getting some peat on this nose. Just a hint. Nothing crazy. It's no Springbank.
No.
Or Highland Park or any of those bad boys that have peat. But I'm liking the nose, though.
Everything above 18 is finished or is aged in a sherry or wine cask of some sort.
And that's not your favorite, though.
No. So it's like I can't get a really old whiskey from them that isn't finished with sherry.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of a bummer.
But people love that.
Yeah. I suppose they're...
it's like so popular for Scotch lovers that like, oh, we want sherry. More sherry. More sherry.
That's their thing. Exactly. So they're catering to the sherry crowd. Dewars is.
Nose is great. Smokiness.
Light.
Vanilla.
Light smoke. More sherry.
Yeah.
I mean,
a lot of sherry.
Pick it up on the sherry pretty much predominantly.
It's fruit forward, like citrus fruit.
Yeah.
Orange. Orangey. Cinnamon, nutmeg, the whole ordeal. Huh.
Mmm. Rich and sweet. A little bit of spice.
And it drinks warmer than 92 proof.
Yeah, it does drink. It warms.
It's almost like a...
yeah, this is a chest warmer.
It feels borderline castrant, but it's not. Wow. Hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to smell the nose now after the first sip. What speaks to me now? Don't smell the peat as much after the first sip. But on the palate.
Good whiskey for a damp, cold day.
But on the palate, though.
A few drops.
Man. Now I'm getting more like Werther's Originals. On the nose. Yeah, man. Just wrap my Glencairn in gold wrapping. It's like a Werther's in here. Wow.
This is kind of subtle, though.
Yeah, now after
really
the first
jump
sip.
Out at you.
Before we sipped,
this
it was like...
this bottle's been open for well over a year. Probably a year and a half.
Probably at the right time, then.
And it's like a little less than half full.
Yeah, this is a lot of flavor, man. I really don't know what to say because I really didn't know what to expect because of it being Dewar's. And I don't know you being a Dewar's guy.
I'm not.
Yeah, but...
I bought it because I'm like, oh, 47 or whatever it was. It was like $49. Like, that's not too bad. I'll try it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 21 years old is old.
Oh, so. Yeah, that's old. Old, old, old.
Maybe I'll try the... If I try anything else, I'm going to go right to the high-end 37-year. Go right to the oldest one they got. Just to see.
I wonder what the price increase for that is.
That's probably super expensive.
Wow. I'm impressed with this, actually.
Add a drop or two. I mean, in your own time. I'm not making you. It might...
Come on, brother.
Do it. Do it.
All right, let's see if anything changed here. Huh. Yeah, it's kind of cool how they had the number and you actually talked to the lady that was there today.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of unique. Put the number right on the bottle. What does it say? It says, consumer information. Dial that number. Oh, here's another thing. This is kind of unique. It's imported by Dewar's. Dewar's has a company set up in Florida that does the importing.
Huh, okay. Yeah, I'm still getting a lot of orange cinnamon, orange marmalade.
All the questions I asked that lady, she kept referring me to the website.
Oh.
She wouldn't answer anything. She didn't know anything about the product.
Gotcha.
So it's basically just like a person to talk to,
mm-hmm.
You know, which is, I guess, better than nothing.
Wow.
So your phone number here is more like, I had your product, it made me sick, I'm going to sue you.
Yeah, it's almost like they're HR or something.
Yeah.
Human resources. Nah, but this is good, man. I
don't like the way you spell aging.
Yeah, it means the same thing. I guess you could spell it both ways. That's what was confusing me. When I saw that E in there, I'm like, have I been spelling aging wrong all my life? I
thought about it.
Huh.
It's
now, good. Would you find after having this, would you buy a 700 milliliter, or do they do that? Or is it 750?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Well,
I wouldn't buy this again. There's nothing about it to me that is like, oh, I can't live without this.
Yeah.
But I'm also not into sherry scotches as much.
I love this.
Yeah. This is a great cold weather day. You come in, you're cold, you want a chest warmer of a whiskey. It's warming, like you said.
Yeah, I like this a lot. I mean, I'm not like... Yeah, I'm like you. I don't think I will... Well, being a person that doesn't know anything about Dewar's, I'm impressed. But like you said, it probably took time for it to get to this point, air it out. Like, how was it fresh cork pop? Probably not that interesting.
I don't remember, yeah. Don't remember anything about it. The fact that they have grain in here, though, it's like, why? Why grain? Because grain scotch is like... the least flavorful of scotches. You know, it's the least amount of flavor versus a single malt.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe just to thin it down, maybe their single malts they use are so high quality and high, just big bombs that they can thin it down a little with some grain.
Tail it back a little bit. Maybe. Who knows? I'm not as well versed in the scotch like you.
But I would like to try their 18 year because that's the one that is non-sherried.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would like to try their 37 year just to see if there's anything that they come out with that is like, you know, something I can't live without.
Yeah.
Just to see.
Yeah, this is not off-putting by far, but yeah, definitely me and you had better scotches.
Yeah.
Off recording and then reviewing.
Sherried scotches that I'm thinking of is Abenat. What is the
name? Abelor.
Abelor.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Abenat.
Oh, yeah, that's fantastic. That's one of the best ones. And I think why that is, why you like that one, because it being at that proof, you know, it kills that overpoweredness of sherry. Like, you don't lose any character in the scotch because of it being at that proof.
Yeah. And if you get the right batch, it can be...
I haven't had a bad one.
Best.
I have not had a bad one.
Scotch out there.
Yeah, never had a bad one out of those. They're probably like on batch 80 or something right now. Probably.
That's kind of... I gotta say about Dewar's is their 4-stage process is pretty cool because they are trying to take something that is fluctuating. You know, scotch is always fluctuating from one season to the other. Yeah. And you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, that climate's crazy.
And they're kind of blending their and aging the unpredictability out of the process.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
And blending.
Yeah.
And this is a blend, so.
Not bad. Pretty good.
I'm going...
I know you like it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm going to go 85.
85?
Yeah. 21 years old. Sherry. Proof is nice. I mean, it drinks over 92 for me. And then the flavor is just great. I love the nose, too. Would I buy this? I can think of other scotches that are... Because I wouldn't say this is my profile, because I'm not a Scotch... Well, I'm turning into a Scotch guy. I've been buying Scotch recently.
Yeah, you told me.
But
I was a bad influence on you.
Yeah, but... Yeah, I'm more into the peat monsters, usually.
Yeah.
And then some of the ones that have, like, a huge cask influence. Well, not a huge one, but I don't know. At this point in my life, I don't know what my palate is with scotch. It's just, like, if I know that I like it, I'm in love with it. Mm-hmm. I don't think I have a type at this point. It all depends on what we reviewed and what I have taste and what I'm willing to go out and buy.
I think I can't live without any of the variants. Like, unpeated, you know, unfinished. Or finished or peated. I can't live without any of them.
Like, Balvenie's great, because that's not peat. I mean, they do make a peat one, but yeah. But I would say overall...
Do they?
Yeah, they do make a peated version.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta check that out.
Overall, I guess, if I'm thinking about my favorite region of scotch, I would say probably Islay.
Uh-huh.
So that's where all the peat is. Uh-huh. Laphroaig and all those guys. And then after that, I would say Highland, right? With Balvenie?
I think...
Or are they Lowland?
They're not Lowland. I don't know if they're Highland or Speyside. I think they might
be Speyside. Yeah. They're Speyside. So Speyside is probably after that. Like, they're all good to me. But yeah, yeah.
You know what I should do with that map? We should start pinning scotches up there that we've covered.
Yeah. Which would be hard for this one.
We could quickly
determine.
Reference what we've done and where it's located. Yeah, I was thinking 85, but I'm going to go 84 because... the price is a bottle of Abenat is not $100. So
yeah, it's under 100.
Yeah,
I mean, with tax, it'd probably be 100. But yeah,
and the ranking, if you get a good batch, can be into the 90s.
Mm-hmm. And we haven't had a bad one. And I don't know what the age requirement of that is either. Because it's non-age stated, but...
And is it a single malt? I don't even know. I haven't had it in so long.
I think it is. I don't know, man.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. I'm sticking with 84. It's definitely got a spot for me as a... something I'm going to try to remember if I am coming in out of the cold and wet.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great one to go to.
Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a nice episode, man. Top floors, some doers. Who knew about doers, man?
And on that note, it was nice chatting with you.
Yeah, see you guys next time.
See you next time.
Bye, top floor.
Definitely.